All right, so I'm going to try to do this quickly and I'm going to hopefully make some sense with my concern here. So I'm not going to name the person who released this video. They're fairly popular in, I guess, on X, in Canadian journalism or Canadian alternative media. And they made a video, a friend sent it to me, where they're talking about the issues with the uncontrolled, unvetted mass migration. And how all of the Canadian politicians are now speaking different languages. And, you know, they're just pointing out what we've all been critiquing for a long time now, which is the fact that, you know, when you bring in a mass amount of other cultures that don't assimilate to your culture and instead just keep promoting their culture, you lose your culture. This is very obvious. And this has been a concern pretty much on with everybody on the political right, even many liberals that I know. And so, you know, no problem there to point that out and go, yeah, we're going to lose our culture and our heritage and we're going to become India and we're going to become China and we're going to become Islamic, right? Because there's just too much coming in. It's going to, you know, look at the birth rate numbers. You know, we all know the concerns, right? And we understand that this agenda comes from the United Nations and it's basically the idea of a multicultural world, and it's what they've been trying to build, right, for this whole global utopia thing. The issue is that the way the video begins is it shows a picture of Adolf Hitler and it says, everybody knows that if we would have lost the war against Hitler and the Nazis, we would all be speaking German. And then it proceeds into showing all of the politicians speaking Indian languages and all these other languages to placate their new voting base. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, interesting way to weasel this in, where you could have done the entire video without that little opener referencing Hitler and how if Hitler would have won, everybody knows we'd be speaking German, and then move into the argument. Why set it up like that? Why set it up like that? Why set up that argument like that? You would have had me with the argument of, yeah, there's a big problem with uncontrolled, unvetted mass migration from third world countries, and we're clearly not getting their best. We're not getting engineers and doctors and people that are benefiting our society on large. We're getting just lots of welfare freeloaders, and they're not assimilating to the culture. In fact, they're demanding we assimilate to their culture and celebrate their culture and all that. You know, I get it. Those are valid concerns that every average Canadian has. But to smuggle in the Nazism, to smuggle in this, like, this is really being pushed right now, that the only solution is Nazism. The only solution is fascism. The only solution, we wouldn't have been in this horrible mess if Hitler would have just won World War II and saved us all from mass migration and transgenderism and all of this. This is the vibe that's being pushed right now in conservative alternative movements, right? And now the left and the media has the perfect cannon fodder to launch more attacks against legitimate, sane, rational people who understand history on the right. And now they can say, hey, everybody, which they've been saying for this entire time, everybody that has a problem with all this mass migration and all these, United States Sustainable Development Goals or whatever the hell they're trying to do, anybody's got a problem with any of that, you are a Nazi fascist. And while they're making that accusation, there's an entire movement that is pushing more and more towards defending Hitler, defending the Nazis, saying Hitler was the good guy, the Jews and Israel are the bad guy, and it just keeps generating it up from there. And now you have a bunch of what we've been calling the woke right co-opting and bringing people who were usually in the middle politically, might be center left, center right, but not extreme people at all. And they're pulling them into that camp because the argument is so powerful for them, because they're pointing out a legitimate problem that we need to discuss and definitely needs to be solved, but mixing in the coziness with Hitler and the Nazis, which is then giving the liberals and the media the ability to come after and continue to attack everybody that has any sort of issue whatsoever with what our government is doing or what the UN is doing or where all this stuff is coming from. So I see it. I see what's going on. And I'm just here to caution people, be careful with where you're getting your information from. This has happened many times before where you get two opposing groups trying to recruit people into extreme camps, trying to recruit people in the middle into these extreme camps, and they feed into each other in this way. And they often use legitimate gripes that average people might have in order to bring them in to the ideology that they really want them to swallow, which is their version of what's going on and their version of the solution that just so happens to line up with their own personal bigotries and whatever propaganda that they've swallowed from, you know, whatever neo-Nazi films they've been watching over the past few years. So just pointing it out, I'm thinking about it, I'm onto it, I'm going to keep looking, and I'm noticing what's going on. So are you noticing what's going on? Are you seeing it? It's getting pretty obvious.